mostly on Family Matters.
Steve, I have very exciting news. The International Space Program has chosen you to be the first student in space.
You mean you like the Urkel AGF 5000?
Oh, yeah.
The Urkel AGF 5000?
Yeah, AGF stands for Artificial Gravity Field. You see, I worked up some equations that, in theory, should produce gravity in a weightless environment.
We have liftoff.
Explorer, this is Mission Control. We've got a little situation here.
What's the matter, Houston?
Well, the AGF 5000 has drawn a satellite off course.
Where's it headed?
Right at you.
Is there anything I can do, fellas?
Yeah, turn off that stupid machine.
Oh, now it's stupid.
Got green on airlocks and hatches. Explorer is locked down and prepared for impact. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is Control. This is Explorer. Do you read?
Explorer, this is Mission Control. Explorer,
come in, please.
The hull has been breached. Here, I'll try and check it out.
And I'll try to stabilize us.
And I'll just sit right here and sweat. Al? Al, are you okay?
I'll get him.
Explorer, come in, please. Explorer, this is Mission Control. Please respond. Explorer, this is Mission Control. Do you read? Explorer, come in, please.
Astro Stu Nurgle here.
Where are Mitch and Alan?
Well, they bump noggins. The Explorer is spinning out of control, and I'm about to blow chunks.
All right, Steve. You're going to have to stabilize the ship.
Me? Well, here's a crazy thought. Why don't we wait until the guys who know what they're doing wake up?
Negative. We don't correct your orbit immediately. You're going to fall into the Earth's atmosphere, and you'll... You'll become a crispy critter.
Tell me what to do.
Okay, Steve, reprogramming the guidance computer is a little bit complicated.
But don't worry. We'll walk you through the stabilization procedure step by step.
Well, how many steps are there?
3,672. Almost done, Steve. Prepare to fire the orbital maneuvering system engines.
Light the burn.
3.62 seconds.
Roger that.
On my mark. Mark. Mark.
Congratulations, Steve. Course correction completed.
Whew. Talk about your Malax moment.
Do we have any update on Mitch and Alan?
Yeah. Alan's still somewhere over the rainbow. But Mitch, he's starting to come too. You know, it might help if I reactivate my AGF 5000 and let some gravity in here.
Good idea, Steve.
Steve, you okay?
Oh, yeah, Mitch. I'm going to give you some gravity. Control? Mitch may be out for a little while longer.
And so the world continues to wait. We know that a communications satellite has collided with Explorer, but thus far Mission Control has not released any details as to the condition of the astronauts or their spacecraft. In other news today, the president enjoyed a private performance by Gordon, the tap dancing pig.
Honey, can I fix you some lunch?
I'm not hungry.
Oh, now, sweetheart, you have to eat.
Ma, why won't they tell us anything? I just want to know if Steve's okay.
Well, I'm sure he's fine. We just have to...
We just have to what? Go crazy? Mom, I just want to know what's happening. I'm going to go call Mission Control.
Oh. Oh, Carl, I am so glad you're home.
Harriet, we need to talk.
I know. Have you been listening to the news?
Yes, I heard about the Explorer getting hit by that satellite, and I'm very worried about Steve.
Oh, so am I. And
but Harriet, we need to talk about Eddie. You know, yesterday he was very upset about being yanked off his beat and reassigned to parking enforcement. So I talked to Commissioner Geis about it.
You did?
And imagine my surprise, not to mention embarrassment, when I found out the reason Eddie was reassigned was because you requested it.
I was worried about Eddie, and I wanted him to be safe.
Oh, Harriet, you interfered in his career.
I made sure he wouldn't get hurt.
You embarrassed him.
I protected him.
What you did, Harriet, was wrong. And so I asked Commissioner Geis to fix it.
How?
Well, first thing Monday morning, Eddie will be walking his beat.
If that happens, Carl, you're going to be walking, too.
Where?
From our bed to this couch.
What?
We're losing air pressure. It's a slow leak, but it'll have to be repaired.
Yeah, the satellite's antenna punctured the hull. I figure we can break it off and patch it from the inside.
Yes, but we can't re-enter the Earth's atmosphere with a satellite sitting on our back.
That's true. I guess one of us is going to have to go EVA and get rid of it.
A spacewalk?
That's right.
Holy macanoli.
Control, do you copy?
Roger, Explorer, we've been monitoring your conversation and we concur. Who will perform the satellite extraction procedure?
Well, Alan has a broken arm, so I guess it's me.
Negative, Colonel. With the automatic stabilizers inoperative, you're needed at the controls.
Then that means...
That's right, Mitch. You're going to have to send out the nerd.
Sorry, ma'am. I've already started, so I have to finish.
Why can't your meter maids ever give a person a break, huh?
First of all, I'm not a meter maid. I'm a parking enforcement officer. And second of all... Stop! Police! Officer needs assistance at 4th and Hennessy! Shots fired! Freeze!
Move! Easy, Mom.
Oh, does it hurt that much, honey?
Yes.
Well, it would have hurt a lot worse if you weren't wearing this.
Amen to that.
You know, this baby saved my life and my son's life as well. I'm gonna award this a medal, but no time off.
Mom, I need to talk to you about something.
Well, I hope it's about changing careers.
Well, actually, it's about changing assignments.
Oh, now, Eddie, no.
Mom, look, Dad told me how worried you were about me, so I guess I can understand why you interfered in my career.
I didn't interfere.
Yes, you did, Harriet. You interfered.
That's a mother's right, Carl. If I think my child is in danger, I'm going to do something about it.
Harriet, your child is a man now, and he can make his own decisions.
Excuse me. Can I please finish saying what I was going to say? Look, Mom. What happened to me today proves that no assignment is completely safe. I mean, just stepping outside that door is taking a risk.
Oh, I know that.
Mama, when I decided to be a cop, I made a commitment to protect people. And I got good training from smart, experienced instructors. And they gave me all the right equipment.
So?
So I want to do my job. I'm the one who asked Dad to see if he could switch me back to walking my beat. Mom, I have everything I need to be a good cop, except for one thing.
What's that?
Your support.
You be careful, Eddie Winslow.
I will, Mama. I love you.
I love you. You were right. I shouldn't have interfered.
It's okay. I understand.
Mom, Dad, there's a problem on the Explorer. Steve's gonna walk in space.
Oh, good Lord, what are those people thinking?
No one. Least of all young Stephen Urkel expected his artificial gravity device to cause such disaster.
Yo, I expected it.
Now this brave young man must attempt a dangerous walk in space to try to dislodge the communication satellite that has smashed into Explorer.
I'll get it. Myra?
Hello, Eddie. Can you believe what's happening? My little doodlebug floating out in space all by his lonesome.
Doodlebug?
Can I watch the news with you? I'm too upset to be alone.
Well...
Come on in, Myra.
Moments ago, Stephen Urkel's fiancée called this reporter from Chicago, Illinois. She asked me to convey publicly her undying love for Stephen and her fervent prayer that he would return to her, safe and sound.
Fiance? I never called that guy.
She sent us her picture, hoping that we would transmit it to astronaut Urkel.
How did that happen? I'm gonna go investigate this right now. The media in this country is out of control.
Just received word that Steve Urkel has left Explorer and is approaching the satellite.
Steve, this is Mitch. How you doing?
Pretty good. I don't know why the suit lasts, though, because I'm getting a little jackage.
without a tether, Steve will continue to float further and further away from Explorer with no way to return.
God, I can't watch this.
Steve, we're going to turn your AGF 5000 up. It will pull you back to the ship.
That's brilliant! But one thing, though. Don't turn it all the way up!
Why not?
Because it'll short out!
Uh-oh.
Did I just hear you say uh-oh? That's the last thing I want to hear right now is uh-oh!
Steve, the machine shorted out. Control, please advise.
Roger, we're working on the problem.
In the meantime,
start calculating how to compensate for the lack of his weight on re-entry.
Hey, I heard that!
Steve's situation is dire indeed. Drifting off into space, only a few minutes of oxygen remaining, and no way to return to explore.
I don't believe this. Oh, don't give up, Steve. Think.
Oh, I'm a goner. I'm dead meat. I'm plastics. Goodbye, Laura.
I want you to promise me that no matter what happens, you'll find a way to come back to me.
Hey, Mitch. Does this satellite have thrusters for orbit adjustments?
I don't know.
This is Mission Control, affirmative on thrusters, but they're radio controlled, and the satellite's receiver is a no-go.
See what I'm thinking is? What if I hotwire this sucker?
It appears that a plan has been formulated by Steve Urkel himself.
All right, come on, Steve. That's it.
Of oxygen remaining.
Oh, you're just full of good news, aren't you?
He's moving. He's on his way back to the ship.
Yes!
It's a miracle. I can't believe this. The nerd's okay.
Well done, Explorer. Glad everybody's safe and sound. Time to bring you home.
Okay, one more.
Beats.
Greetings, Earthlings!
Oh, Steve, everybody's talking about you. You're a hero.
Oh, pshaw, pshaw. I just did what any other genius blessed with cat-like reflexes would have done.
I can't believe I'm saying this, Steve, but I've actually been bragging about you. I have told everybody at work about my future son-in-law.
Really?
Welcome home, son.
Thanks, Dad.
Oh, come on, Steve. We want to show you the cake we got for you.
Whoa. Pretty. Let's slice it up and suck it down. Oh, I'm going to win. Yeah, I can. No. Give me a piece of it. No.
Okay. Hi, Steve.
Oh, gosh. You get more beautiful every time I see you. Do I get a welcome home kiss?
On one condition.
Well, what's that?
That you'll never go into outer space again.
Huh? Only when we kiss, Larly. Only when we kiss.